It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Orchards are a big draw in Door County at the height of apple picking season. We check in on fall tourism along the 300-mile stretch of Lake Michigan shoreline. And you can be part of the conversation. Call in with a question. Share thoughts at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. John Jarsh is Chief Communications Officer for the travel organization Destination Door County. John, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, good to be with you this morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And you say that the fall months typically account for about one-third of Door County's hotel bookings for the year. What tourism demand are you expecting for this fall, this year?
Yeah, I think we're going to probably be right around that mark again. The fall season is really shaping up to be another good one in Door County with the colors that we get up here and all the natural beauty that's available for people to experience. And then you throw on all the different things that Door County has to offer just from a destination standpoint with the little villages and all the outdoor recreation. And so, yeah, I think it's shaping up to be another busy fall season here in Door County.
What effect do repeat visitors have on Door County's overall tourism numbers?
They certainly do. I can't put a number on it per se, but we know just anecdotally from talking to visitors and talking to local business owners who have those repeat customers. They not only are they an important economic component of our economy here, but really they sort of become like family. You know, that's one of the really special things about Door County. And because we have mostly small businesses, you're going to meet the owner. You're going to meet the family that owns the business. And you establish relationships with those repeat customers. And it really, instead of going to the name of the restaurant, you might say, well, we're going to so-and-so's place. You kind of insert the name of the owner. So that personal connection and those relationships that get built with repeat customers are some of the more special ones that we hear about up here.
And your organization reports that tourists spent over $466 million in Door County last year. How dependent is the county's financial well-being on tourism?
We're for better or for worse, we are certainly very dependent on tourism. We've got definitely a tourism economy here in Door County. Now, sure, there are definitely some other sectors of our economy. Tourism isn't the only business. We've got one of the largest shipyards on the Great Lakes here in Sturgeon Bay, and there are other industries in Door County, but certainly tourism is the biggest one and the one that is the biggest driver for local employment and just activity. And really, any new resident to Door County more than likely was a visitor first. Mm. And so that visitor experience really does play into our community in many, many ways.
When you look at your overall workforce, do your county's businesses have what they need to meet rising tourism demands?
So that has been a challenge for our tourism industry for decades. That's been consistent. And so no is the short answer. There never seem to be enough, U.S. workers, local residents, summer kids coming up for college to work for the summer. We'd certainly get by. But we've had to use other tools like the summer work travel program. A lot of people may know that as the J-1 visa program, where international students will come to Door County for the summer season. And so this year we had just under 500 of those students here to work in various parts of our industry. And other destinations around the country and certainly in the state of Wisconsin have utilized that tool just because seasonal tourism destinations in particular just never can get enough workforce. And so we're always looking for workers. But our business owners work hard and they always figure out a way to make a great experience available to their customers and to our visitors.
How receptive are local businesses with hiring an international workforce? What trends do you see there with workers on visas filling these vacancies?
Yeah, I mean, we look at that, and we actually work. One of my colleagues here at Destination Door County really is instrumental in making that process work smoothly up here. There's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of kids. Just think of just under 500 of those students coming to Door County for a season. They all speak English, of course, but they're all different skill sets, and they may get hired for different types of work in the tourism industry. But there our is our business community is very receptive. They're super welcoming to these kids. I think we're generally a welcoming group of people here in Door County, which is one of the reasons that so many people love it. But certainly that extends to our seasonal workforce, whether they're from the United States or they're from overseas somewhere. But our business community definitely embraced that. And believe it or not, they're actually working now. On workforce for next summer already. There's a bit of a lead time to get some of those international students here. And so it's a pretty lengthy process, but that's kind of what you have to do when you need to make sure to fill those roles.
John Jarsh with us, Chief Communications Officer for Destination Door County. You can join in with your questions and comments along the way at 800-642-1234. Talk is here at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. John, turning to hotels, Door County Pulse reports that Sturgeon Bay is spending $1.2 million to promote a new 62-room hotel in the city. How significant is the hotel industry on your economy?
Extremely significant for a couple of reasons. Obviously, anytime visitors come up to Door County, they got to stay overnight. That's ideally what we'd like them to do. And so the hotel industry, the lodging industry in general, it's certainly more than just hotels, does play a very critical component of our economy. Certainly when we look at economic impact, the hotel and the lodging sector is probably our biggest sector. About 48% of our economic impact last year came from the lodging sector.
Wow.
So definitely very, very important. In addition to that, the one key component that our hotel and our lodging community collects is a room tax. That's a fairly standard and common thing that visitors pay whenever they're staying overnight somewhere. But that room tax allows us to do many, many great things here in Door County. It allows our organization, which is the designated tourism entity, to do the work that we do to help promote Door County and to help manage it. But we've also been able to use some of those dollars just actually this year, beginning for the first time, in ways that kind of help the community and help to enhance our visitor experience as well. We started a new grant program called the Community Investment Fund that has been able to give out just under $600,000 this year to projects like land acquisition for parks, for new parks or expansion of parks, things like that. And it's really, really been, I think, a great opportunity for us to not only help show our visitors how we can enhance their experience when they're here with some of the dollars that they pay when they stay overnight, but it's also been a really good way and will continue to be a great way for us to show residents, the 30,000 of us that live in Door County year-round, how tourism can be a benefit to them and to us as collectively as residents.
Let me jump in and ask you this, though, as we talk about lodging. WPR is reporting here, we've done some reporting on this, that non-traditional lodging spaces like Airbnbs can raise local housing prices by more than 10%. How are short-term rentals affecting the housing situation in your area?
Well, they're certainly having an impact on the housing, and it's been great to see local organizations come together just here in the last month and a half or so with some new programming and some new opportunities to help. I was just at a groundbreaking ceremony yesterday for a single family workforce housing in the Sturgeon Bay area. And so there are some programs that are getting in place. But yes, it has been a strain. We've seen that across the country, for that matter. And so what's happening, and I think you generally will see this in a market, is, as something happens, so as STRs, short-term rentals, do start to have an impact on the local housing market, then you start to see some changes happen, some ordinances and some regulations where prior to probably a year ago, there really weren't many regulations, at least here in Door County.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are starting to see some things come into place to help protect and moving forward a better provide access to single family housing in Door County for families that need to obviously live here and work here and support all the 30,000 residents that are here, in addition to all our visitors that are coming up.
I would imagine, you know, Door County is really driven by a high number of jobs in hospitality and food service, which, you know, traditionally are lower paying sectors. Is the wage floor an issue in Door County? Do these workers have leverage as we look at the shortage of workers and these high housing costs?
They have leverage in the fact that obviously our restaurants, for example, need workers. And so I do think you'll find wages probably a little bit higher in some restaurants and in many restaurants in Door County compared to other parts of the state, just because, you know, you have to have those workers. And it is a compressed season, certainly not, even though we have things to do year round, that May through late October into November is really that bread and butter time when businesses up here make their money. Mm-hmm. And so I think wages in general are pretty decent. It's in Door County, especially at some of those food service places. One of the challenges that we're working through, though, is housing, for example, to make sure that housing can match the same wage perspective that our workers are making. And so that's why we're seeing more effort put into some workforce housing initiatives throughout the county, not just in Sturgeon Bay, for example, but in Sister Bay and Northern Door, Southern Door, and even over on Washington Island, perhaps.
Well, John, thank you so much for this tour. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it, and have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. John Jarsh is Chief Communications Officer for the travel organization Destination Door County. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.